Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take a look at what we have over there. Now, joining us is Denise Simon from PowdersCode.com, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All righty. It's a happy day in the neighborhood. Here we go. Sing along.
Happy day.
Oh, yes. The Republicans are singing that in Virginia. Probably in New Jersey, too, you think? Okay. Thank you very much. That's, let's see, the Sarge and the crew there. So there you go.
Okay.
You like that? I mean, there was a lot of that going on last night. I was waiting to hear that from somebody play it somewhere.
Yeah, except if you went over to MSNBC and CNN.
I won't give them 10 seconds of my time because I don't want to give them any ratings numbers.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't get it in 10 seconds, but you have to sometimes go over there. My husband does. I don't. But he does, and then he says, you get a load of this or get a load of that. So,
yeah, Rachel Maddow was having a cow.
Joy Reid was.
Yeah. Well, we're doomed the country or whatever. It doesn't matter. They're the ones that are the problem, so let's let them stew in their own nonsense for a while. Well,
it's actually getting
go ahead.
Remarkable how wrong some of these people really are. Mm-hmm. You know, how wrong that Obama was when he went to campaign for McAuliffe or Harris or Stacey Abrams. You know, the things that they say, including McAuliffe himself, he comes out yesterday and he says, Youngkin closing his campaign, message with Donald Trump. Well, no, he's not. I mean, the lies that McAuliffe told were absolutely remarkable.
Yep. Now, I will say this. Kamala Harris, for once I agreed with what she said when she said it at a McAuliffe rally. She said, and you know, we are going, this election is all about the direction the country is going to be going over this year and 2022 and 2024 and beyond. Yeah, it is. And look what we got. Surprise, surprise.
You know that they have those discussions when they do these conference calls and whatnot. So, you know, she kind of let it slip out of truth. And There you go.
Well, a little bit something else about Virginia. This was pretty much turning the state red because they've got a GOP lieutenant governor, they got a GOP attorney general, and apparently of the 100 state seats in the state legislature, they captured 50 of them, which means it's 50-50 in the legislature, but the lieutenant governor gets the vote and will break the tie.
Actually, there was a discussion about that last night, and that's not how the lieutenant governor doesn't break the tie there.
Oh, I was told she did, but that's okay. What do you know?
Well, we don't know what they do in a case of a tie.
Okay.
Therein lies the question. That's according to their constitution. So that'll be rather fascinating to see how that one shakes out.
Well, then Fox got it wrong because I heard Shannon Bream talking about it. Yeah.
Well, but I did too. And that is how it happened. She did actually, I heard her say it right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
all right.
We'll see what happens there.
Why did Yahoo pull out of China?
I guess because, even Yahoo thought they were too restrictive and too communist to deal with it anymore.
Hmm. All right. And, of course, we had Joe and the company and the crew there over in Glasgow, Scotland. They, the world leaders pledged a methane emissions reduction and an end to deforestation. They're going to plant more trees all around.
Well, there's another new problem here. They have now added, effective, I think, February, some new restrictions on getting your CDL license as a truck driver.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And now it's going to make it even harder and longer in order to get a CDL.
Yep.
So they are putting these... I don't know when, you know, how often they change those rules. I don't think that they've changed the rules in decades. But now you have to have a certain amount of classroom simulation hours.
Yeah.
So they've asked.
That's all true. Yep, it's all true. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. And we will take your phone calls if you would like to call, because Kathy's going to give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including yours truly. Now, I've been with them for 18 years. And one thing you can find out about if you go to the website, Geico.com, is they'll tell you where your local office is, or they will give you a quote right there yourself. Now, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, an AT, a boat, or an RV, they can insure all of those. And the way you get your policy cheaper is to add your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance in there, and then you'll get a much better rate on it. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, go over there and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have a group, a parents group, that has sprung up out of Virginia, but it's gone all over the nation right now. And this was a huge win for that group.
What group are you referring to?
I'm not sure what the name is. I'm just looking at the headline. Let me read the headline. Virginia moms and dads say outcome of governor's race is victory for them, too. A win for the parents with their group. So I'm not sure what group it is.
No, I think they're talking about the CRT parents.
Right. Yep. It's a big win for them because it's they were all about education, but then again, the economy was the big thing yesterday, too.
Well, there's a organization, Moms for Liberty, and, I communicate a lot with the Moms for Liberty here in Florida. They're mostly parents of school-age kids, but it has a national footprint, and I believe that there was a lot of cooperation and commiseration between those groups for these elections in these states going across the country, when it comes to school boards, when it comes to funding police, and certainly for critical race theory. So, And, you know, Florida still has the group here in Florida, incidentally, we don't have critical race theory because, thank you, Ron DeSantis, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a very deep dive that's going on because you have to look at books that are in the library, the school libraries, and you have to look at some of the textbooks,
mm-hmm.
Some of the syllabus. So, yeah, just because Ron DeSantis said we're not doing critical race theory in Florida doesn't mean that there aren't other things that are happening. So mm-hmm. the group here in Florida is working diligently. I think there's a lot of work to be done in other states.
Jeff in Sarasota just chimed in, and I think he wants some sort of comment. He says, I wouldn't celebrate a Republican victory too soon. Since 2018, the Democrats have a pattern of successful fraud of the after midnight crowd, Wednesday morning and whatnot, ballot counting and manufacturing.
I'm kind of with him, you know. I'm very untrusting, very, very untrusting, especially when we know that McAuliffe hired Mark Elias and
That's
paid
right.
him $60,000.
Yep.
So, I think, you know, Mark Elias, I think, is the most nefarious, powerful, known person that we have. I mean, everybody thought that Stacey Abrams was dangerous. This Mark Elias makes Stacey Abrams look like Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah. Well, as of right now, there's been no change in the ballots for the last 2 to 3 hours, so they must have quit counting for the night. 99% of the vote in. Youngkin is ahead and been declared the winner by 71,466 votes.
Yep. So now we have to watch New Jersey, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and New Jersey, I think it's like 1,200 votes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really slim.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different...
We need time to play for the World Series in 6.
That's right. That's right. You're right. And I should have mentioned that earlier because you're a Braves fan. I saw your thing up there. Braves, !! And that's good. We had a guy call in and talk about the Braves. He said it was a good day yesterday, and he threw the Braves in there, too. It was Bart up in, I believe it was up in Live Oak. But anyway, here we go. Joe Manchin is still no.
Holding up. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
There's actually... six other, last I heard yesterday afternoon, there's six other, what they call moderate Democrats
yeah.
in the House that are in fact saying no to any kind of vote until, the infrastructure is scored by the, Congressional Budget Office. And that into itself can take a while because the infrastructure bill hasn't been fully written. And then once it's fully written, once there's text, it has to go over to the CBO to be scored. So there they don't have all the votes in the House that they need either.
Okay, we have a question here from one of our listeners in Naples, Kathy, listening to the program, saying she's enjoying the show. She says, how come the liberal media is brazenly lying, saying that CRT isn't taught in Virginia schools when everybody knows it is?
Well, because they can. They get away with it. There are people that don't do the work. Juan Williams was on last night, you know, doing the commentary on Fox, and he even said it's not being taught. And Martha McCallum and Brett Baer both pushed back on him very nicely, I might add, but they both pushed back on him and said, Juan, you're wrong. Now, Ian Pryor, who formerly used to work at the Department of Justice, who lives in Virginia, who's been ahead of the fight in Loudoun County because his kids,
right,
I think, will go to school there. He actually has invoices. He's got the books. When I say invoices, of where the school was buying and having contracts and paying for critical race theory. So, when you go over to, when you speak to liberal media, CNN or MSNBC or what, they can just come out and say this, including McAuliffe himself, that they don't have it in the Virginia school system, when it's in fact there. But the liberals aren't doing the work, to really do a deep dive and see what is going on. So they get away with it. The lies work in liberal media.
Yeah, because they can get away with it. We can't, but they can.
Well, Biden's gotten away with it. I mean, how many lies has he told?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. And we need to mention, of course, that the police departments, as far as I know, where the votes were to defund the police departments or to cut back or to eliminate the police departments, none of that happened. There were several cities where they had votes. The one that comes to mind, of course, is
Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis, and none of them.
Well, they didn't really turn it into social workers, and so yes, that they voted that down. I think they did so in Denver, someplace else yesterday. So, I mean, we have to go back to some law and order. I mean, I'm reading out here in California, and in Oregon, where all these. Yeah, they break glass and they're looting and whatnot. There's not enough glass. They can't get the glass fast enough to replace it. So it's if we have a supply chain problem or a transportation problem, because I don't think we get glass from Asia, but we have a transportation problem. So we got to go back to some kind of law and order. But law and order sounds great if you got George Soros out of the mix.
Yeah. Here's a question from Catherine in Lakeland. What do you think of the vice presidential lieutenant governor that got elected in Virginia, Winsome Sears?
Excellent.
Yep.
Very happy. And I think that she and Youngkin will work very well together. They also have a attorney general now who is a Latino who has a very interesting story. So very happy for that.
All righty, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. So have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the stuff that she has to offer, and you'll be informed. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Why shotgun? Why shotgun? No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was Election Day 2021. There were a few contests of national interest, but there was one that is seen as a bellwether of the 2022 midterms, and that was the Virginia governor's race won by the Republican Glenn Youngkin. He defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in a race that was getting that national interest, especially after Youngkin had been behind for months. Tightening the race, though, with just weeks left, education and critical race theory becoming hot-button issues, and as Youngkin accepted victory last evening, he was talking business.
We're going to get this economy moving again, growing 400,000 new jobs, fostering 10,000 startup businesses. Virginia will be open for business.
The Atlanta Braves have won the World Series, beating the Houston Astros 7-0 in Game 6, and this is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, you can go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, find out where their campuses are. They have two of them, but I'm going to tell you where they are as soon as we come back after they tell you about themselves. And here we go.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. That's number one. Number two,
All right. The other one is the other campus is located in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you go to their website, NAA.edu, to find out more. But what you really need to do is to ask to take the tour. I'm going to give you the phone number to call. It's 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, and you'll be able to talk to a student or two, a teacher or two, and the money people to find out how you'll be able to finance your aviation maintenance tech program. Now, if you're a post 9/11 veteran and you haven't used your benefits, you'll be in Lakeland, no problem there. They'll show you how to do that. If you're a pre 9/11 and you don't know how much money you have left on your education benefit, or you never use it or whatever, they'll help you with that too, or they'll help you to get a student loan, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. So that's the National Aviation Academy. The website is naa.edu. Campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. And their phone number is 800-659-2080. Give them a call today. You'll be glad you did. All righty. A renewed buildup of Russian troops near the Ukrainian border has raised concern among some officials in the United States and Europe who are tracking what they consider irregular movements of equipment and personnel on Russia's western flank. They're very concerned, since they're near the Ukraine border, that they could be up to something involving an incursion into the Ukraine. We'll see. In the meantime, a new military-wide policy protects the sexual assault survivors from prosecution from another or that or minor crimes they may have committed before or after being attacked. So that's something they're doing for the victims. Now, the images and videos, which date back more than a decade, were previously published to the Defense Visual Information Distribution Center, or DVIDS, which I was a part of at one time, broadcasting DVIDS people, a vast repository of public domain material that's available for use by the public and the press. The Pentagon quietly removed more than 130,000 Afghan war photos and videos from public view. Now, I think we all know why they did that, because they've got people that are still over in Afghanistan, and obviously the bad guys could look at that and go, oh, we go looking for these people. Now, why are most Afghan evacuees still housed at U.S. military camps, you ask? Well, it's because since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan in August, 124,000 people have been evacuated to the U.S., including 67,000 Afghan allies. Now, of those Afghans, 10,000 have resettled with the help of nonprofit agencies and communities across the nation, according to the Biden administration. This is very slow getting these people out and into the communities around the country. By the way, Teslas, jet skis, and a $15 million fortune, you say? Yep. The DOJ says a 25-year Army vet got rich off dark web psychedelics. Now, a 25-year-old military veteran quietly became one of the most successful dark web narcotics dealers in history, according to the DOJ, with a $15 million fortune and sales of liquid mushrooms worth more than $140 million in Bitcoin today. He also had a lavish lifestyle to match his illegal empire, according to sources and court documents reviewed by Forbes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, each of the 53,000 Afghans housed in eight U.S. military installations holds a unique story of escape and survival. Now, what they share is the constant ache of leaving dear family behind, husbands, wives, children, parents, grandparents, and the choking fear of what the Taliban might be doing to them or might have already done to them. The Iraq government, by the way, plans to sign energy contracts worth tens of billions of dollars with Saudi Arabia, according to the state newspaper Al-Sabah. and two powerful explosions and the sound of gunfire were heard near the Sardi Mohammad Duad Khan Military Hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul, yesterday, according to witnesses and a government spokesperson. Wow. President Vladimir Putin said that Russian forces could observe the USS Mount Whitney Navy command ship through binoculars or in the crosshairs of its defense systems, as he complained about NATO activity near Russia's borders. I'm sure that will go over really good with the Navy. Oracle, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon are all arch enemies in the competitive cloud computing market. But in late 2018, top executives of those four companies, including future Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, teamed up on an unpaid side gig advising the President and the U.S. Congress on how artificial intelligence can bolster national security. Interesting stuff. Now, the military is weighing the penalties for those who refuse the COVID vaccine. They're not sure what they're going to do yet, as deadlines loom for military and defense civilians to get mandated COVID-19 vaccines. Now, senior leaders must now wrestle with the fate of those who flatly refuse the shots or are seeking exemptions, and how to make sure they're treated fairly and equally. By the way, Buy American, we all know that. Biden sees some industry pushback as allies warn of trade consequences. President Joe Biden traveled this summer to the Mack Trucks factory in Pennsylvania to circle back to a politically potent message from his campaign that he would revitalize U.S. manufacturing to spur job growth, and he'd do it by boosting Buy American requirements that the U.S. government buy goods made here. Well, that's not going over too good with Mack Trucks. That's not going over too good with Mack Trucks. By the way, the temporary promotions expanding to all NCOs starting January 1st. All temporary positions for non-commissioned officers will start again. And let's not forget that the USS Arleigh Burke, which has been operating in the Baltic Sea, and the USS Porter, which operated in the Aegean Sea, then headed for a routine patrol together in the Black Sea. So they're just moving right along, having a good old time. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, but I got a quick question.
Go Braves.
Go Braves. That was unbelievable. About 45 minutes ago, y'all played a song I had never heard. It was like some sort of country rap, take the...
That's called Blackberry Smoke.
That was Blackberry Smoke?
That's a group, yeah, out of North Carolina.
I've heard of them, but I never heard that song. That was by Blackberry Smoke. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on their album. Their original album they got.
Do you know the name of the cut?
Nope, but you can find it by going to their website.
Blackberry Smoke. That's
all right, got to go. Thank you very much. Okay, Captain America Third Watch will be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. All about.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota, for doing that for us. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, as they also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save package for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What the heck is going on in New Jersey?
Your guess is as good as mine right now. It's very, very tight. And I'm going to be honest with you. I went to bed last night after 12, and they still hadn't. Well, some of the places had called Virginia. New Jersey was still coming in, and I don't like feeling that the stuff is being tinkered with and messed with. Just didn't make it. It doesn't make any sense to me that we live in a day and age where you put the ballot into the machine. I mean, the stuff is counted immediately. Why it takes so long to process all this stuff unless shenanigans are taking place? I don't know what's happening in New Jersey right now. It's very, very tight at this point. That wasn't supposed to be. But, it does give me pause and some concern that there might be some issues there. A loss there for the Democrats would be, you basically take Biden's agenda and you can flush it down the toilet, because you're going to start seeing, members of the House and a lot of these swing districts just kind of jump ship. So we still see. I mean, I hope that I hope there's no nonsense goes on. I hope it's, run fair and square.
Well, it would appear that because of this last night, that the six or seven moderate Democrats, along with Joe Manchin, have put the kibosh on the reconciliation bill.
Again, so far, I mean, they're still working on some things. Yesterday, they had a bit of a prescription drug thing that they Democrats kind of negotiated on to some degree. I don't know if that's going to help, push them in a direction to put this through. Again, I bang this drum over and over and over again, and I sometimes I feel like I'm beating a dead horse on my radio show and my podcast. It's a real sharp turn to the left, and when you start handing out more and more free goodies and giveaways and entitlements, it's not good for the country. It's not a good foundational piece of the country. We're not a country based upon entitlements and handouts and giveaways, and we're fast becoming that.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the Democrats announced a deal for lower drug prices in the Biden bill. Don't know what that means, but there was all kinds of discussions about how they were having troubles trying to get prescription prices down.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about having Medicare actually, negotiate directly with the drug companies for certain drugs, and also punishing drug companies if they raise the price of the drugs faster than inflation. And again, what's inflation? Is it government inflation? It's obviously the government inflation numbers, not the real inflation numbers. The issue why drug prices are so expensive, and again, you never get any mainstream media outlets discussing this, is that we pay for all the research and development costs here in the United States. We sell drugs to various different, single payer systems around the globe, and they negotiate lower prices. Drug companies are not going to tell India, you're going to have to pay more even if you don't pay more. So in essence, somebody has to pay, and we end up paying for all the research and development costs. I thought that is always, should have been an issue when it came to trade and making this, much more fair, and it's never really come up.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a report here that the dollar firmed slightly yesterday as the U.S. Federal Reserve meeting was about to get underway. What's that all about?
Who knows? I don't pay as much attention to the Fed anymore, man. It seems like, it's the same thing. We're going to taper. We're looking at this. Inflation is transitory. What are we paying attention to at this point in time? I don't see the Fed being able to do much of anything based upon our current fiscal situation. It's funny, Rand Paul posted the other day, he posted a picture of a Halloween costume that he wore, a decade or so ago, a little bit longer than that. He was being the national debt at $10 trillion. We're now closer to $30 trillion. That debt needs to be financed. And if the rate of interest goes up, I mean, it can completely break our budget.
Now, we had another first yesterday as the Dow topped 36,000. Should we all go out and celebrate?
No, I don't look at it that way by any stretch. It's funny, they were talking about the book that came out in 1999, Dow 36,000, where they told everybody it was going to happen in a couple of years. Indices change over time, what goes in them and what comes out of them. Again, we're a big believer in value and looking for value. It's the only way that you're going to do well over time. And again, you take a look at the stock market. You want to go back several hundred years. It'll show an average of 6.5 to 7% a year. And that's a nice level return. That's just if you go into one of the indices. However, you know, at this point in time, I think everybody kind of recognizes inflation's higher and you can actually do better than that. Not if you speculate, but if you're smart. And again, you look for value, you take profits when companies become a little bit overvalued, you rebalance your portfolio, and you can see a much better rate of return.
Now, the Democrats have pleaded with reporters to be more helpful in reporting on the spending bill.
Again, well, they want reporters to sell it.
That's right.
They've been talking about it for a while. They're not happy. They want them to sell it to the general public. And pretty much the only coverage that they're getting at this point in time is more or less, you know, the controversy, the infighting between Democrats. So, again, they want to focus on something else. They want to focus on, hey, support this because you're going to get free stuff.
How does that work? There's no such thing as free, right?
I know. Well, yeah, again, and then it's not healthy either.
Now, the CDC advisors have recommended the COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. What do you think?
Listen, I quite frankly don't understand it based upon, you know, what the disease does to kids that age. So I would be very hesitant to do that. But I'm going to be honest, you know, I don't have kids within that age bracket. You know, you're pushed into a corner where they're saying, hey, your kid can't participate in sports, or they can't go to school, they can't do various different things without getting the vaccine. I got a sinking suspicion that I might look into it to a certain degree. The answer is one of the reasons why I got the vaccine. You know, so again, I we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, certain, you know, schools are already forcing certain vaccines for kids to go into school. We'll see if they're going to be added to the list.
Now, I understand there's a controversial top bank regulator nominee that the White House has sent to the Senate committee to be interviewed, if you will. What do you know about that?
I know a lot about it, actually. It's the Cornell professor that happened to, she was the Soviet citizen. She went to Moscow State University. She is a proponent of the Soviet-style banking. You just got to take a look at some of the things that she's written over the years, and you got to say to yourself, you've got to be kidding me. How could you ever appoint someone like this? You know, it's funny, too, is her thesis at Moscow State University has magically gone missing for some reason. Can't get your hands on it. I would steer clear of this. I don't think that she's going to go through. I think the moderate Democrats are not going to want this.
Are we going to see a reaction to the election in Virginia today with the stock market, do you think?
I don't. I think that, you know, it's a lot of this stuff is kind of priced in. I don't think that there's really much of a direction to go. I'm curious to see what our media comes.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he's all about, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Meantime, we're coming back right after the news with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.